Standard Chartered opens institutional crypto trading desk in the UAE. Standard Chartered has started offering institutional Bitcoin and Ether spot trading in the United Arab Emirates, according to reports circulating on September 3, 2026. The bank, which manages roughly $367 billion in assets, is extending a regulated trading service to funds, corporates, and other professional clients in one of the world's most active crypto policy jurisdictions. The move is not a research pilot or a considering it statement. It is a live desk. That distinction matters because most large banks have spent the past few years studying digital assets without putting a regulated spot product in front of clients. A global systemically important bank, standing up direct BTC and ETH trading in the UAE is a concrete step past the study phase. A regulated bank, not a crypto-native venue. The core of this story is the counterparty. Institutions that wanted spot Bitcoin exposure have long faced a trust gap. Many crypto-native exchanges carry counterparty risk that a treasury desk or regulated fund cannot accept. The collapses of the last cycle made that lesson expensive. A bank with Standard Chartered's balance sheet, custody relationships, and regulatory reporting changes the risk math for a compliance officer signing off on a first crypto allocation. Standard Chartered already runs a digital assets custody business and has published crypto research for years, so the trading desk is an extension of existing infrastructure rather than a cold start. For clients, the pitch is straightforward. Get spot BTC and ETH through the same institution that already handles their banking under a familiar legal and settlement framework. The UAE's bid to be crypto's regulated hub location is the second half of the story. The UAE has spent several years building licensing regimes through Dubai's Virtual Assets Regulatory Authority and Abu Dhabi's ADGM, courting exchanges, custodians, and now traditional banks. A major international bank choosing the Emirates for its institutional crypto desk is the kind of endorsement those regulators have been working toward. That positioning puts the region in direct competition with other financial centers for institutional crypto flow. Singapore has its monetary authority framework, Hong Kong has been licensing exchanges, and the U.S. is watching the Clarity Act move through the Senate. Each is trying to be the jurisdiction where regulated money can touch digital assets without legal ambiguity. Standard Chartered's launch is a data point in the UAE's favor. Prices and the broader institutional bid. The launch lands in a market that is steady rather than euphoric. As of September 3, 2026, Bitcoin trades around 77,865, up 1.3% on the day, but down 2.6% over the week. Ether sits near 2404, up 0.4% on the day and down 5.1% on the week. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index reads 72, or greed, so sentiment is firm, even as spot prices consolidate. Institutional demand elsewhere backs up the picture. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs recorded roughly $101 million in net inflows on September 2nd, led by BlackRock's iBit per Wu blockchain. A bank desk in the UAE and steady ETF inflows in the US are two different plumbing systems feeding the same trend. Regulated access points for large pools of capital keep multiplying. The gap between institutional rails and everyday spending. For most readers, a bank trading desk in Abu Dhabi is not something you will ever log into. It sells spot BTC and ETH to funds and corporates, not a debit card you can swipe at a coffee shop. The practical link is indirect but real. As regulated institutions warm to crypto in a jurisdiction, the licensing and banking relationships that make consumer products viable tend to follow. The UAE is already a live market for retail crypto card providers, and deeper institutional infrastructure only strengthens that base. For anyone actually spending crypto day-to-day, the decision set is different from what an institution faces. It comes down to custody model, network, and cost, not desk access. Self-custody options that let you spend from your own wallet sidestep the counterparty risk that makes institutions careful in the first place, while stablecoin-based cards avoid the price swings that make BTC and ETH awkward to spend directly. The institutional and retail sides of this market are converging on the same jurisdictions, even as the products stay very different.